The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started this morning with music by a long-lived Welsh composer, John Thomas. And yes, you may snicker at home if you wish. Born in 1826, died in 1913. That was a caprice called Echoes of a Waterfall. He was a very talented harp player. Earning his first harp, that he owned, I guess, in a competition when he was just a youth, and ended up becoming Royal Harper, Harpist, whatever you want to call it, to Queen Victoria. We will listen. That was a recording by Susan Drake. We'll listen to one more piece of harp music by a Belgian composer this time in a few minutes. But right now it's time for the weather and road reports. Yesterday's low was 14.5 degrees. The high was 24.7. Currently it's about 17 degrees. And Environment Canada tells us today it will be clearing this morning. Wind from the south at 40, gusting to 60, a high today of 28, and the UV index at 5, which is moderate. Tonight, a few clouds, increasing cloudiness overnight, then a 30% chance of showers. Wind from the south at 50, gusting to 70, and a low of 15. On Saturday, cloudy with sunny periods, and a 30% chance of showers in the morning and afternoon, clearing late in the day. Wind from the south at 50, gusting to 70, then diminishing to 30 with gusts to 50 in the morning, then increasing to 50 with gusts to 70 in the afternoon. So a lot of wind activity tomorrow. A high tomorrow of 21. On Sunday, sunny with a low of 11 and a high of 21. Monday, sunny with a low of 10, a high of 24, and then back to a little bit more warmer weather on Tuesday with sunny with a low of 12 and a high of 30. At least that's what they're telling us now. Turning to the highways, the only notes I have, yeah, this is pretty much it. Well, actually, Highway 1, I should just mention that for eastbound traffic, there are some lane closures between Chilliwack and Hope here and there, east/northbound, I guess. But not if you are heading from here to there, so to speak. And Highway 99 South, just the two bridge projects, 15 kilometers and 28 kilometers south of Lillooet, that could lead to minor delays. And as always, tractor-trailer units restricted to 53 feet in length, 28 kilometers south of Lillooet. That's it for the weather and roads. Not much to tell there. All right, so we return now to the harp and Félix Godefroy. As I mentioned, he was a Belgian, and he became the first professor of harp at the Paris Conservatoire. That was from 1825 to 1835, and the Paris Conservatoire was to become the center of the European harp world later in the 19th century, so I'm sure he played a seminal role in that. He was something of a composer, mostly writing pieces for the harp, but he did write an opera called, guess what, The Golden... You got it, harp. And it was performed in Paris in 1858. Probably never heard from again. We're going to listen to an etude in Etude de Concert. Oh, it's a concert etude in E-flat minor. Once again, the harpist is Susan Drake. Thank you. That was an étude de concert by Félix Godefroy, an étude in E-flat minor, and a recording there by Susan Drake on the harp. All right, this is the time we do our fire updates. Now, kind of limited this morning. On the BC Wildfire website, both the fires I've been reporting on, Big Dog Mountain and Kelly Creek, are still listed, but there was no update yesterday done on the Big Dog Mountain fire, so I will very briefly recap the information from the update on Wednesday. Size of the fire at that time estimated as 5,200 hectares. Status active, but 40% contained. A reminder that the area affected by the Big Dog and Ore Creek fires is closed to public access. And that's about all we've got to give you on that one. Turning to the Kelly Creek fire, and let's see this update. Oops, wrong sheet of paper. This update is from yesterday at around 10:30 a.m. At that time, the size of the fire still listed as 19,525 hectares. No change there. Status listed as active, 65% contained. And, of course, all evacuation orders were rescinded some time ago. And effective immediately, the area affected by the fire is closed to the public. This includes the area bounded by the Fraser River to the west, Big Bar Road to the north and east, and Highway 97 to Kelly Lake Road on the south. And that's about all we got to give you there. Resources on that fire, 82 firefighters, 6 helicopters, and 21 pieces of heavy equipment. Yes, the fire reports are getting shorter, aren't they? that's good news. I'm going to be glad to give them up entirely when the season finally reaches its long, drawn-out conclusion. All right, let's move on then. We're going to listen to music by Jules Massenet, best known as an opera composer, born in 1842, died in 1912. But he wrote some instrumental things along the way, some songs, a piano concerto. Trying to remember what else in the way of instrumental music. Nothing's grabbing me right now. Oh, quite a bit of solo piano music. But we're going to listen to one of his orchestral suites, suite number 5. This is called Scène Napolitaine, Neapolitan Scenes. It's in 3 fairly short movements. The longest one is 4.5 minutes or so. And the first one is La Danse, the dance, and then La Procession, obviously the procession. It's a religious ceremony of some sort, and then La Fête, the festival, and a lot of lively rhythms, especially in the 2 outer movements at any rate, and always very colorful music by Massenet, and really kind of easy on the ear, very easy to appreciate on a first hearing. This is a recording by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra conducted by Jean-Yves Ossens.
Yeah. Thank you.
Great fun music by Jules Massenet there. We heard the Scène Napolitaine, Neapolitan Scenes, and that was a recording by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jean-Yves Ossance. If there's something Neapolitan going on, you can count on it. There will be a tambourine involved somewhere along the way, and we certainly heard that there. All right, I have a ton of information about various programming all starting up. We've been concentrating for the past few days on things going on at the Rec Center, but today we're going to talk about a couple of other areas. The Lillooet Seniors Drop-In Center, all seniors over 50. Hey, that's cool. I'm a senior now. Are welcome at the Drop-In Center. There is no charge to drop in, but seniors are encouraged to purchase an annual membership fee for $10. Activities include bridge, crib, and other card games, crossword puzzles, board games, crafts, dinners, dancing, art, movies, shuffleboard, monthly birthday teas, potluck dinners, special events, fun competitions, Tai Chi classes, and free computer and internet training. And if you'd like more information, contact Pat Richardson at 256-0204. And of course, the Senior Center located behind the Catholic Church and across from the skateboard and BMX park. Let's see. I guess drop-in badminton will be starting up or has started up. That's at the Lillooet Secondary School. All levels welcome. Bring friends. Bring your own racket. That's on Mondays in the evening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. The cost is $10 a year. And if you'd like more information, contact Lynn Albertson at 256-7754. And the Lillooet Army Cadets, 3067 Royal Canadian Army Cadet Corps, are on. They have their meetings on Tuesdays. From September to June, providing youth with leadership skills for 8 years, learn bushcraft, map reading, marksmanship, first aid, and other important leadership skills. They have a 16-piece military band, and they're always pleased to see new members. And they parade on Tuesdays at Riverview School. That's from 6:15 to 9:30 p.m. The cost is free. It's open to ages 12 to 19. And contact number 256-7420. And the Lillooet Girl Guides of Canada, enabling girls to be confident, resourceful, and courageous. The Girl Guides of Canada continues to help girls and young women make a difference in the world. And there are, let's see, four age divisions. Sparks, which is ages 5 and 6. Brownies, ages 7 and 8. Guides, ages 9 to 11. And Pathfinders, ages 12 to 14. Doesn't give their schedule here, but if you'd like more information, you can contact Heather Smith at 256-7157 or Kim Haleko at 256-4768. Now, one thing that is coming to the Rec Center this fall and winter, I guess, Lillooet Movie Nights on Fridays and Saturdays at the Rec Center. There's not a specific schedule saying which movie, which night here, but every Friday and Saturday night in the mezzanine, they will be showing big sound and large screen movies. And they'll be showing pre-release movies all year round. That's movies that have already been in the theaters but have not yet come out on DVD. And let's see, listed for September, a lot of things. The new Star Trek movie. I probably have missed that one already. Angels and Demons. I guess that's based on the Dan Brown story. X-Men Origins. Monsters vs. Aliens. Let's see, The Taking of Pelham 123. Night at the Museum Smithsonian. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, and a few others. We won't go into all of that. Anyway, big screen, big sound, and coming soon, popcorn. And the cost for that is pretty darn reasonable. Adults, $5. Seniors, $4. Students, $4. And children, $3. So that's Friday and Saturday nights, I guess, throughout the winter here at the Rec Center. All right, just two more things I want to tell you about. One of them is coming up tomorrow. This is a planting day at the Powerhouse Foreshore Restoration Site, a project there being partnered by many people, including the Lillooet Naturalist Society, Bridge Coastal Restoration Program, Cayuse Creek Statlium, and quite a few others. And there are three planting days, volunteer planting days, coming up this autumn. Tomorrow, the 3rd of October, and the 17th of October. And these are really fun days, a chance to put in some native plants in the Powerhouse Restoration site and take a little bit of ownership in that site, which is going to end up being, I think, quite a wonderful nature showcase. The planting is from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. You don't have to stay for all of that, but as long as you wish. And just meet down at the Powerhouse Foreshore Restoration Site. There's a fairly obvious parking area down there now. And World Rivers Day is coming up Sunday, September the 27th, and there will be a family event to help clean up the local shorelines from the Fraser River to the Seton Lake. There will be fun activities around garbage. Yes, I guess there will be, and information around garbage, as well as pollution and what you can do to help. And if you would like to help out on that day, and it's a fun event to take part in, meet at the Powerhouse Restoration Site from 10:30 a.m. once again to 1:30 p.m. or as long as you like. Bring a bag lunch and enjoy a fun day with family and friends on the rivers and lake. All right. Just checking the times, 8:32. I think that will work out nicely. We're going to end up having more time left over, I think, at the end of the hour than I originally thought. That's okay. Just means we get to fit in more Gershwin then. So we're going to listen now to Korngold. And this is one of my favorite, I'd have to say one of my favorite pieces of classical music, period. Not just one of my favorite concertos or favorite violin concertos or anything like that. Favorite pieces, period. We'll listen to the second and third movements of the violin concerto. Korngold, of course, best known as a movie composer, or best known to many people as a movie composer. And people would listen to, and now listening to his classical music, say it sounds like movie music. But no, in fact, movie music sounds like Korngold. He really set the mode and the style that was followed by so many other composers after him. Through the 40s, 50s, and even more recently with people like John Williams and James Horner, there's the name I'm looking for. They're people that write the great big orchestral heroic sounding movie scores. This violin concerto is in three movements. The second movement is a romance, I should say, since I think this name is in English here. And it is very rich and lushly romantic. And then the finale, very lively, quite challenging for the violin, and actually music that was, I think, that Korngold reworked from music he had written for the movie version of The Prince and the Pauper. This violin concerto was written for Yasha Heifetz, and Heifetz wasn't always entirely satisfied with the works that he commissioned or that were dedicated to him, but in this case he seems to have been pretty happy with it. He made a great recording of the piece, but that's not the one we're going to hear. We're going to listen to one with Canadian violinist James Ennis and the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Bramwell Tovey. Included on the CD are also the violin concertos by Samuel Barber and William Walton, three late romantic violin concertos, all with some kind of cross connections between them in terms of style. And these are superb recordings. This recording won all sorts of awards when it first came out about 4 years ago, I think. I can't really keep the time clear. And won a Grammy Award for at least the best engineering. I can recall that for sure because my friend Don Harder, recently retired from the CBC, was one of the engineers on this recording. So here is Mr. Ennis with Mr. Tovey and the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, and music by Korngold.
Thank you.
Well, that music just plain puts me in a good mood. What can I say? One of my favorite pieces, as I mentioned earlier, and very high on my list of favorite violin concertos. We heard movements 2 and 3 from the violin concerto by Erich Wolfgang Korngold, a recording there by James Ennis with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Bramwell Tovey. And that concerto, although Heifetz's recording of it enjoyed quite a bit of popularity, the concerto sort of languished unattended by many violinists for a number of years, but in more recent times, this piece, as well as a lot of Korngold's music, is receiving quite a revival, as many people are finding. It's very colorful and very emotional in a good way qualities. All right. We have about 8 minutes before Democracy Now, and we're going to sneak in, I think, probably three of the virtuoso etudes that Earl Wilde wrote based on songs by Gershwin. Earl Wilde, an American pianist who is now about the age of 90, has had an extraordinary career and made some very, very fine recordings, and continued at a pretty much unabated pace up until at least the age of 80 in the recording studio. But these recordings are from somewhat, I think, somewhat earlier. I think maybe from the 70s or 80s. I'm looking for a date here. Oh, actually recorded fairly recently, 1989. To me, that's recent, 20 years ago. We will hear Embraceable You, Somebody Loves Me, and Fascinating Rhythm. Yesterday, we finished off with Eileen Farrell singing Somebody Loves Me, so I thought we'd hear a different take on it. Here is Earl Wilde playing his own transcriptions of Gershwin. Thank you. That was American pianist Earl Wilde playing two of his own seven virtuoso etudes based on themes by George Gershwin. We heard Embraceable You and Somebody Loves Me, and I'm sorry we did not have time to fit in Fascinating Rhythm, as it is now 8:59, which means it's almost time for Democracy Now! Therefore, I remind you, as always, that the views presented on the following program do not represent those of Radio Lillooet or of the Lillooet Camel's Foot TV and Radio Association. That's it for me. I'll be back on Monday with another edition of Snooze Button, and this 8 a.m. start time has been working out very well, so it is staying at least for next week. That's partly due to some circumstances of things I'm doing right now. But I think it's going to probably stick for the entire winter, and then when we get into spring of next year, maybe I'll switch back to the 7 a.m. time. But at any rate, Snooze Button, 8 a.m. next week, and Democracy Now! At 9 a.m. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you have yourselves a wonderful day and a great weekend.